Good morning. It is the first Saturday of the month, and of course that means you have tuned into the Wendy Power Show, where Wendy discusses spiritual topics and, of course, psychic mini readings. Wendy is a true clairvoyant who has been in practice for over 30 years. She has been on hundreds of TV and radio shows throughout the years. Wendy has made many amazing predictions on radio and television which have came true. Wendy Powers is a world-renowned TV and radio personality with proven prediction accuracy. She is also an ordained minister, radio talk show host, writer, speaker, teacher, and she writes a monthly article in Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. If you would like a mini reading with Wendy this morning, call 646-378-0370 and press 1 to be part of the show. I suggest you call now and get into the queue as phone lines fill up quickly with requests for a live psychic mini reading. That number again is 646-378-0378. Now here is one of the most gifted psychic mediums of our time, Wendy Powers.
About past life regressions and past life karma. And it is something that we all carry. Courtney, I think your line is still open. And just to let you know, I'm here in the studio. Anyway, I wanted to just say that, you know, we have something that we carry with us over and over. If we don't clear it out, that's called karma. It's sometimes gets in our way of progressing in life. We get ourselves caught up in the same paradigm of things that we just can't figure out why, you know, whether it be bad luck. People call it bad luck. Well, I call it bad karma, and we need to break that, and we need to understand it, see it, pretty much kick it in the tires, more or less, and get it out of the way of our life. And, you know, it's like in relationships. We find ourselves going through a relationship, and we just say, gosh, this isn't working. Got to get out of this. This guy is this way or this girl is that way, and I can't deal with that. And then what do? You go out, and you find the same person, different body. You think everything's different. And you bring a new person into your life, and lo and behold, it's the same scenario. Why is that? Because it's what's inside of you that is drawing that, because you are trying to work through a karma. The same thing with a difficult life that you might have, whether it be work, you know, everything is going kind of difficult, negative, you know, you're just constantly fighting against something. And why doesn't someone else that you know or a friend go through the same things you're going through? A lot of difficult things in life that we face, some of it's new karma that we're creating, making bad choices. But for instance, if, you know, you were a thief or a liar or a cheater in another lifetime or numerous lifetimes, you know, you're going to carry that trait on into this lifetime. And that carries certain scenarios and situations that try to challenge that part of ourselves so that we can overcome it. But when we can't, you know, sometimes we have to turn to other means to be able to get in there and understand what is going on and be able to release that, at least even know it's there. You know, what did I do? Where did this karma start? What did this past life situation begin? You know, so we can go in there in a couple of different ways. We can go into the mind. We can go through meditation. Myself as a psychic, and I know many psychics that can do it as well, we can see it intuitively, what your past life karma was or where it started. Many of my clients, I've looked at their lives, and I, you know, when I do my readings, I go, well, you know, this problem comes from another life, and you're going to be caught in that place until you finally are able to release it. And I try to refer my client off to a hypnotherapist when I find that they've gotten to a point where they just cannot get past whatever their issue is, and sometimes it just happens. Knowing it is enough for some people so that they can resolve it. Others need to go into a deeper level of the mind, see it, touch it, feel it, release it, you know, and then their life path changes and goes forward. You know, you're now evolving towards, you know, a higher spiritual understanding of the universe and yourself. And I have a guest today who's going to talk to us a little bit more on this subject. She was my guest last month, too, because she's amazing. She hosts the monks in to the United States, which was no easy task. And I'm not sure if they're still here, but, you know, Laura will tell us. But today we're going to talk to her about her depth hypnosis, which is amazing. But Laura Chandler is a certified hypnotherapist and the founder of Sacred Stream, and which is a nonprofit organization and school for consciousness studies dedicated to bringing the wisdom of ancient spiritual and healing traditions into awareness of contemporary society. Laura will discuss what is expected in a past life regression session, and she uses depth hypnosis method, which I believe she coined. She created this special type of hypnosis, so we'll get a little bit more information on that. And it's a unique method. It encourages self-responsibility as it engages the client in the process of self-empowering through self-knowledge. And I hope I have her on our guest board. And Laura, are you there?
I am. Hi, Wendy.
Oh, hi. My board didn't have you on there. Anyway,
I magically appeared.
You did. You know. Well, you know, we're very high spiritual beings, so we're able to just divine it, and it shall be. You know. But thank you so much for coming on again this month. Laura is in California, and so she had to get up extra early, 3 hours earlier than we did to get on, and thank you for that. I do know how difficult that can be.
No problem.
You know. So I wanted to also share with our listeners before we get started is that, as Courtney, my producer, was saying, I do a monthly article on Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. And, of course, I always coordinate my topic with my article. And I wrote about is reincarnation real? And it's in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. For those of you all around the world or anywhere other than the metro area, Detroit metro area, which you can pick up the hard copy of the magazine, but you can enjoy the magazine and go online. And it's very important. It's like you're listening to a radio show online. The world is gone. Internet, you know, everything is on the internet, you know. And same with the magazine. And you want to go to bodymindspiritguide.com, and you will find, you know, past issues and the current issue. And it flips open just like if you were reading it with it in your hand. Instead, you're flipping the pages virtually on bodymindspiritguide.com. And it's important because there's a lot of wonderful articles. I'm not the only blessed person to write for Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. There's a lot of wonderful articles. So I want people to, you know, go on there and peruse, and there's a lot of amazing things that will help you with your spiritual development, because Body, Mind, Spirit Guide is all about spiritual life, evolving and helping people to grow that knowledge. And it's an amazing article. So make sure you do that. And in there you'll also see, you know, things that I think will help you to get through difficult stuff, such as, you know, past life karma, because there are a lot of wonderful hypnotherapists and, you know, various different practices that, you know, advertise in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. With that being said, though, Laura, my wonderful guest today, doesn't need you to be right in front of her to help you go through this process. So, Laura, I'm going to let you share with our guests, our listeners, we went through big storms here, and I didn't sleep very well last night. We had amazing storms last night, and there's hundreds of thousands of people that are out of power. We were blessed to have power, but it kept me awake. So
wow.
It's not as fluid as I'd love it to be. But anyway, we're talking about past life regression, hypnotic regression, and I'd like for you to explain how you can do this and what, you know, without the person in front of you, and what is depth hypnosis versus the normal hypnosis that we just hear of?
Sure. Well, first, let me just clarify a couple of things. I'm the co-founder of the Foundation of the Sacred Stream and the executive director. And the founding director is Isa Guicciardi, and she is actually the developer of depth hypnosis. And I have helped her in developing it, and I do teach some of the classes, but she is the primary developer of this model, so maybe we can have her on your show sometime.
And, oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And depthhypnosis.com, with two H's, is the website, and you can find out more about the model and about her. You know, in terms of depth hypnosis, this is a modality that combines elements of shamanic practice and Buddhism, along with contemporary psychological understanding, transpersonal psychology, and altered state therapy, which we kind of all put into this term depth hypnosis, with the hypnosis referring to the altered state. And the idea simply behind it is that by gently getting beyond the conscious mind and the kind of, you know, which you go through in talk therapy, which can be great, but you're staying with what you already know. You're staying with the conscious mind and becoming aware of certain things through talk. And in this model, we talk, but we also offer this element through like a light meditative state or a guided visualization into a little bit going beyond the conscious mind. Your conscious mind is always with you, but into where things are held in the body, sort of the somatic element. We follow a feeling in. We follow a feeling into something that may lead to an age regression, a time in an earlier part of your life, or it may lead to a past life regression. And we also may find some energetic imbalances or energetic interference as we do this process, in which case we would work to clear that energetic interference. And by that I mean some energy in your field that's not yours, is not native to you. So we cover a lot of things in depth hypnosis that you do not address in traditional hypnotherapy, although traditional hypnotherapy is fantastic. But we come right out of the gate with regressions and addressing energy imbalances, which I think is really where you get the healing, where you really get transformation, when you can understand what's at the root of the problem. What is causing the imbalance? What was the mistake in your thinking at the time something occurred, a trauma occurred? Let's say you had an experience that led you to, you know, and it can be a minor trauma. Let's say you were 4 years old and you got separated from your mom at the grocery store and you were terrified. And those 5 minutes were the most terrifying 5 minutes of your young life. Well, a part of you may have gotten stuck when you have a trauma, gotten stuck in repeating that pattern without realizing it. You grow up, 5 minutes later, the grocer gives you a lollipop, finds your mom, and you're on your way. But some part of your psyche stuck there. And maybe at that time you twist away from yourself just a little bit and you say, I can never let the person I love out of my sight. Now I'm simplifying this. So you become clingy growing up, and then you have trouble in relationships because you're so codependent. Okay, maybe another person has the same experience, and they say, I can't trust anybody, not even my mother. And then they become averse. they have trouble trusting in relationships. So by allowing through the we don't do, say, we're going to do a past life regression. We don't do, like, past life tourism. We allow the client goes wherever the client is taken, kind of in this altered state, and it's very supported. It's really a spiritual process. You're just really connecting very deeply with points of power within yourself, and I'm just holding space and helping you understand what's happening and grounding for that and helping you process what information comes up.
Well, yes, and, you know, I find in that, I was just thinking about some of my clients that I've had who've had those very same scenarios. They don't trust love. They don't trust the situation, or they're in a depressed state and they don't understand mm-hmm. how to get out of it. And, you know, and it, yet they can't recall any trauma from this life. Now, sometimes things happen in this life because we can create new karma. And sure. it could have happened in your childhood. It doesn't have to be a past life issue. But you can't get over it. Maybe some terrible thing mm-hmm. happened and you're caught in a kind of a, you know, situation as such as, you know, maybe you went through, somebody, robbed you, or you were unfortunately raped. I hate to even say, mm-hmm. you know, the negative things that happened to us, or we lost a loved one tragically, mm-hmm. you know, and we can't get over it. So it's sometimes just a great way, I look at it as a great way to go in and heal. You know, that's yes. what we're really doing. We're not just knowing of it, it's the healing. Yes. And how do you go about with the healing aspect
right.
of the
process? So the healing occurs. So from the perspective of this model, we're to simplify it, we're looking at power. You being in your power, and I don't mean power over someone or giving up your power to someone. I mean authentically your authentic, powerful self. When mm-hmm. we're in balance, we're healthy, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. When we have a problem on any of those levels, spirit, psychological, mental, physical, emotional, we have something called power loss. And that can be a leaking of power, like if you're in, say, a relationship or you have a job that you really don't like, but you kind of stay with it and you just feel kind of drained. It's a leaking of power. Or a more traumatic sort of thing, like a rape or a car accident, or like getting separated from your mom when you're 4 years old and being terrified. You mm-hmm. might find that as a larger, in shamanism they call it soul loss. And we all have parts. We all have soul parts. But in contemporary psychology, we kind of talk about it as, inner child work or something like that. And then energetic interference also, energy that's not your own, can cause a leaking of power. So what we're doing is we're looking for the points where you're losing power and trying to heal that. And the way we do that, by removing energetic interference, and by going back to places in your past life or in your current life situation where these losses of power have occurred, and you're literally going in and doing your own soul retrieval or your own power retrieval. The client is connecting to that younger self or that past life self. And it's almost like you can think of it as that part being suspended in time, being stuck outside of time, repeating in the terror or in that repeating pattern. So when you notice people having really strong reactions to something or repeating patterns, you know, keep getting together with, you know, the abusive partner or something like that.
Or phobias, phobias
for
as well.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely phobias. Anxiety, panic.
Right.
Those are signs that there's something, some place where your psyche is stuck, it's kind of isolated. And when you can connect back, and I don't mean re-traumatize yourself, that's not what's going on, but you're gently and delicately coming back with all the power that you have now to a situation where you were powerless, and you're connecting. Mm-hmm. And you're literally engaging that part, and you're bringing healing to that part, and you're bringing that part back with you. You're literally retrieving that for yourself mm-hmm. or retrieving the power of that. And in that way, then you're integrating these aspects and you're bringing back with it an understanding of how you, we would say, twisted away from yourself, how you got stuck there. And the way that ties into past life stuff, because this is tricky, because for some people that they don't believe in past life stuff. And from the depth hypnosis perspective, you don't have to. You know, if it's just presenting itself as, you know, a way for you to get closer to some understanding about a pattern that you have, and it's too you know, you can think of it from that perspective, that my psyche's showing it to me in this form. That's fine. But I will say to your question, you know, does past life exist? Well, who knows? But at the same time, there are many traditions, spiritual traditions on the planet that have a very well-developed sense and understanding of past lives. And part of that is Buddhism.
Well, I was going to bring up, and for those of you who have been patient waiting for mini reading, I will be getting two mini readings in a few moments. And so, but you're learning, and I think we all need to understand how to get past our difficult, you know, situations in life. You know, our phobias, our resistance, our anxieties, our depressions, our reoccurring bad choices. That are, you know, our kind of a bad luck. And this is what we're discussing today with my guest Laura Chandler, who we're talking about depth hypnosis, and we are discussing, you know, how to get into that subconscious or that higher, you know, bank of information that our soul is connected to, and be able to, you know, understand it and then release it and heal it. But speaking of, you know, the belief in past life, yes, there is a belief, you know, just, you know, there's a lot of things that we need evidence, you know, hardcore evidence, you know, to really understand, you know, if something does exist. But, you know, again, in the article I wrote, and if you're just tuning in, I was talking about body, mind, spirit guide. You don't get it around your area because you're not in the Detroit metro area. People are listening all across the world. Go to www.bodymindspiritguide.com, and you will see the virtual magazine, the guide there, and it's discussed. I have my article there as well as some, a lot of other wonderful articles that are in the guide, so you don't have to be without that wonderful information. So do that. But in my article I was writing this month about Dr. Stevenson, who did kind of a collector of scientific data, and it appears to be scientific proof that reincarnation is real. And instead of just relying on hypnosis, which I feel is very valid because it's all that information in you, but some people don't accept hypnosis either. You know, as a way, but it verifies through a child study that he did that he took hundreds of children, or thousands actually, cases of children, that without hypnosis remembered a past life. And many people have heard about that, where children are born with the knowledge that, you know, they were somebody else, and they can describe everything about that life, even where they live, their name, you know, children. They don't have all the walls up yet, and they're still very open. And, you know, many times if we listen to our children, you'll hear that. Well, he actually, using kind of a scientific, you know, protocol, he worked with these children, and he did this research by actually going in, taking the statements the children made, and verify the facts, which, you know, the deceased person that they were, said that they were. Well, they don't say they were. They still have that identity as part of who they are. And it matches everything, birthmarks, birth defects, wounds, scars on a deceased that the child claims that they had, especially if it was a type of death they had. You know, did this person actually die? You know, they remember all that. But they, you know, it's amazing what, you know, the name where they lived, you know, brothers, sisters, and so on. So, I, you know, through all that, you know, which he stayed as a scientist, unbiased, you know, he did it just by gathering information. It's, you know, it gives us at least that scientific proof. It just as they're finding where the function of the brain is, that we use our psyche You know, Dr. Oz had some psychics. One of our local psychics was on Char, but he had it on several psychics on his show, showing where the brain, in the brain, that his scientist, a friend of his, a neuroscientist, mapping the brain, discovered that the part of the brain that's in the left lower lobe, lights up and changes when somebody is being psychic or being tuned in. And so we're getting more proof, that hardcore proof. We don't just have to go on belief, what we are. And what we are is so much more than the physical, and that's what you're working in, the non-physical part of the therapy. And it's so very important. Real quickly, because we want to get to some readings today, too, and so thank you all for being patient. We got up, the boards are just lit up, so we'll get to them as well. But how would they be able to use your service through what you do in California when they're sitting here in Michigan or Indiana or wherever they might be? How do they, get your service? How do you help them remotely?
Well, first, if we were to do a session, we would work over the phone, and it works the same way as if you were in person, and we can do hypnotic suggestion over the phone. You would just get comfortable and have a hands-free device, and we would go from there. But I would say also that we offer a lot of classes and trainings, also trainings in-depth hypnosis, but classes helping you develop tools to work with these kinds of methods and for supporting your own personal growth. So
is that through webinars or?
We have some in-person. You'd have to come to Berkeley, and we have several online. So there are teleclasses as well, and we'll hopefully have some web classes soon. We're developing that now, and we also have some books and some guided meditations you can download online. So we have a lot of practical, kind of helpful things. We have some podcasts that talk about the model and the different aspects of healing and reincarnation and.
Is it? I'm sorry to interrupt. Is it a little bit like, a guided meditation? Is it, or you like meditation more? Is it more in depth? Because in depth, calling it a depth hypnosis. And then if they're going into hypnosis and you do that over the phone, I know that people would wonder, what if I lose control? What if I don't wake up? What if I don't, so I think I just have to address those anxieties that I think people might have. So,
the thing to remember about light hypnotic states, hypnosis, in hypnosis and hypnotherapy, you're not losing control at all. Your conscious mind is there. So if you think of it like you're driving down the highway and you're at exit 9 and you're driving and all of a sudden you're at exit 21. You didn't lose control and go away, but you were somewhere, right? You were driving and you were in a light trance state. You're in perfect control. In the hypnotic state is the same thing. Very light. You're very aware of what's going on, but you're dropping in deeper to the body, deeper to what's happening beyond the monkey mind, the mind that's constantly chattering, and so that you can hear more clearly on a deeper level. So you're able to talk to me. You know exactly what's going on. You remember everything. It's not a loss of consciousness. And I think that's a little bit of a misunderstanding people have about hypnosis, that they're going to go under and be under in a suggestive state and quack like a duck.
And we can thank the theater for that, and entertainment, for giving us that idea.
Yeah.
But suggestion is very powerful, and when you're in that level, I think it also needs to be said that I learned from my meditation classes and so on, but the subconscious mind, even though you're awakening that more or bringing it more to the forefront, you cannot program somebody to do something that they would not normally do in life. you know, in normal conscious life. So it's a very important thing, because I think a lot of people worry that they're giving up their power or their control of their mind to somebody. And when they do that, then they're going to have me quack like a duck or go rob a bank or, you know, you know, dance like a fool or do something know, that they wouldn't, you know, normally do, because they feel like they've lost that control. But that, I agree with you, that doesn't happen. And but I have found people that are somnambulistic, which is, and I'm sure that you do as well, so I would, you know, make sure that you kind of, and I'm sure you do, kind of question them to find out, do they go into, when they try to meditate, a complete unconscious state. Somnambulist, from what I, when I did meditation classes, I've had a few in my meditation classes where they literally, you know, you start to get them down into a level. I try to get people into experience a theta level of consciousness. And, you know, they just fall right off their chair, you know, and they just go right out. It amazes me, you know. But, you know, again, though, even in that state, I would not be able to program them for something that they wouldn't do. I couldn't, while they're in that state, say, I want you to break up with your girlfriend or go out and rob a bank or, oh, you love me, you know, or whatever. You know, they can't do that.
That's right. In depth hypnosis, too, it's very important to understand. I mean, it's a very experiential model, but the depth hypnosis practitioner is not you are doing your own healing as a client.
Right.
And we are setting you up with tools so that you can, you know, I don't want you dependent on me. I want to give you tools so you don't need to call me. Now, that may take a little time to develop, but so that I'm a support, I'm on your team. You know, you can have a lot of people on your team. And when we're in this therapeutic setting, you are telling me, and I'm asking questions. I'm not suggesting anything. I'm asking, what's happening now? What are you feeling? What's happening?
Right. And so in interest of time, Laura, I'm going to jump over to the phone lines, and I'm going to tune in. Can you stay on the line with us in case somebody has a question for you? Wonderful. And I'm going to have all of Laura's information on my website, wendypowers-clairvoyant.com, or you can find my website by simply typing in psychic Wendy Powers. It's important to put the word psychic Wendy Powers, because there's other Wendy Powers out there. Amazing. Can you imagine that? So, but psychic Wendy Powers, and it'll take you to the front pages of my website, and I will have all the information there to get a hold of Laura if you have more questions, too. And, you know, and real briefly, I just want to say that, you know, I've been recommending more and more people to hypnotherapy, and, you know, it's more expedient to me than going through, you know, a long years of sometimes digging through your life with a therapist. Now, that does not mean I don't feel that therapy has value, the traditional therapy. It does have value. So I certainly would not want anybody to feel that they don't need their therapist if they're in therapy. But this is a kind of a way to kind of expedite some of the issues that you're just stuck on, you know, and I actually have a lot of therapists, MAs as well as PhDs, that have come to me, you know, and want me to psychically tune in to, you know, why are they in this situation or what's going on. You know, of course, I do this life readings mainly, you know, what's happening in your life, but I can also tune into past lives. It's a little deeper meditation I go in, but I'm able to see what it is, who they were, and so on. So it's a kind of a nice, you know, add-on to what I do. But they agree, these therapists that I have talked to, and they send people to me to get past the stuck, you know, to get past that, and then they can continue on with their therapy. So like you said, that some people need that. And it's important for them to continue on or to seek therapy if that's what, you know, if they find necessary. But we can just give them a little kind of, like you say, a little unstuck, you know, sure. situation where they can move forward, and that's important to also understand.
And we train a lot of psychotherapists and clinical PsyD types in the model when they're looking for something to enhance or augment the model.
Yes.
And talk therapy is great because it gets you to understand your wounding. But what we're doing is going, now let's really heal the wounding at the root.
You know, and yes, and that is true. A lot of you brought up, which is a new identity, PsyDs, which are psychologists but with more science to it. It's actually psychologists are going to be called PsyDs in the future. That's evolving right now in the universities. So, and they're more expanded in what they're, you know, doing, which is great. And so anyway, let's go to our phones and let me see where we're at here. Gosh, we get so many people on the line. I'm going to go to Rosary. I think that says Rosary. Hello. Hi, is it Rosie or
Hello.
Rose?
Yes.
Hi.
Yes. Rosary.
Rosary. Hi, okay, just wanted to make sure. So, hi, how are you today?
I'm great. I've been listening, and I'm currently reading on the healing power of past lives, actually. I actually came across a book, and I was called kind of to it, and then I started reading. And it's interesting that I called in today. I didn't know you guys were going to be talking about past lives.
See, everything has a purpose. You know, you got to believe in the universe speaks to us. But you're calling from where are you calling?
Southern California.
And so you're not too far from where Laura's, institute is. She's in Berkeley. So, connect. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. So maybe you're opening up to your purpose of life. And so I'm glad that you tuned in. It is amazing. You know, they always say when the student is ready, the teacher is there. There you are.
That's true. I did have a question.
Sure. I was just picking up on something here. You've been going through, some difficulty in a relationship. Have you been thinking about ending a relationship?
The thing is, I was in a pretty messy marriage, and it's hard to disconnect. The other person hasn't been able to accept the end of
it. The ending, yeah, because I can feel that, you know, struggle and that, you know, you're trying to end it, you know, but it's like you say, that disconnect. But go ahead, I didn't mean to ask your question. I was just feeling that stress your energy.
It's been years that it ended, and it's still, I started dating 6 months ago, and it hasn't been, I just was wondering, I've always felt like I'm supposed to connect to somebody from a past life during this lifetime, and I believe it's nearing that time, and I feel impatient, and I don't know if that's going to happen.
Let me tell you what I feel, and then, you know, I think it is, again, you know, serendipitous here, you know, what's happening. The person that you, because you've dated like two different people, you know, in the last 6 months, but it's not real dating, you know. But I didn't feel that you've met that right person. But what we were talking about earlier in the show, that we can repeat the same issues unless we release it, and I do feel that you're a great candidate to go into that past life and release the that karma, because you do have karma with your husband that you know, trying to break away from. Because I talk about soulmates. Soulmates are not necessarily karma-free. They usually, I find that soulmates, you know, come into your life that end up, you know, creating all kinds of distress, both, you know, back and forth. We're learning from, we're evolving from it. What you want to find is the one that's karma-free, and that's the celestial mate. But you aren't ready for your celestial mate until you yourself are clear of karma and you're ready for that. And there's where I feel that you need to go in and, you say you have impatience. What it is that you're feeling that you want this relationship, but your higher self is saying, you're not ready. And you're going, I am ready, I want, I need, you know, but it isn't. You have to release first this, not just the ex-husband, but the whole karma that came with it, so you don't repeat the same problem. And that's what I feel. So, you know, it's interesting how you picked up a book on past lives and you're going through all this. Your higher self is screaming at you. I do feel that you are going to meet that celestial mate, but it's not going to be until 2015, and it's right in about February, March. But you have to, you know, don't go at it too fast. You have to first heal yourself, clear yourself. So now when your celestial mate does come, you are now free of all that, and you're going to choose well. You feel you're choosing well, but actually that celestial mate is coming in right at the perfect time because you're ready. They have to be ready. You have to be ready. But does that make sense to you, Rosie?
Yes, it completely makes sense. Do you recommend?
Yeah.
I do would like to do a past life because I know, I think mm-hmm. the beginning of this relationship, I knew it was a karmic.
Yeah.
Since the end of it, I've known. I just don't know how to get rid of it. But with this whole knowledge,
well, let's ask that question for Laura. You know, at least this is what she does.
Well, thanks. Well, Rosary, I would say Wendy's right on, and I think that what I would add to that is, you know, you need to understand what you were learning from having that relationship. And it probably is karmic. It probably is coming in from a past life. And it's a lesson that you're learning. And by repeating the pattern, the universe is giving you this opportunity to understand something very deep, a soul lesson, a core issue. So you've got your work to do. And from a depth hypnosis perspective, it is something that a depth hypnosis practitioner could work with you on to understand the core issue that's at play here so that you transform it and are not repeating it, because otherwise you will draw people to you who are going to continue
mm-hmm.
to teach you this lesson.
The answer is yes. It would help her. I feel that psychically. I just wonder.
Mm-hmm.
But so Laura and her therapy, you know, can certainly help release this, and so you will be ready for that celestial mate. And I kind of coined that word celestial because it's heavenly. It's perfect divine. And because I feel soulmate's overused, and soulmate is often, like I said, comes with all these life lessons and difficult things. And you know, some people like to call it twin mate, but I think it's beyond that even. It's not like you found somebody who's just like you. You're finding the perfect celestial harmony. The energies are harmonized, and you no longer have that part in your life. The neat thing, too, and just to kind of wrap it up here, is that once you clear yourself of this, it isn't just going to open you up for a better relationship. It's going to clear a lot of things up in your life. And, you know, it tends to lift a lot of other things as well. And I feel that you're, you know, but 2015, it changes. So you have this process you have to go through. And then I do feel that you're going to, and you're not moving right now. So, you know, because you're thinking about that, but you're not moving. You're staying where you're at. And, you know, so he's near you, but don't keep looking over, you know, every fence looking for him, because he's not going to come to you while you're in this state, okay? We have to release all that. So anyway, well, I'm glad that we connected. This is wonderful. And I'm going to be posting all of the information about Laura and the depth hypnosis on my website this morning after our show. So you might want to make sure you go there and you can get that more further information. All right. Well, thank you. Have a blessed day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go to the phone. See how amazing this is, Laura? The universe is amazing.
Yeah.
All righty. So we're going to our next caller. Is this Sharon?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Sharon. Thank you for being patient. I hope you're learning something. This is amazing.
Oh, absolutely.
And where are you calling from?
The San Francisco Bay Area, about 20 minutes south of Berkeley.
Oh, wow. See, more California.
Neighbors.
Neighbors. Yeah, see, again, wow, this is amazing. Usually I don't get as many from one state. Usually they're calling from all over. So this is meant to be, you know, for you, Laura. So we're tuning in to you, Sharon. You're going through some real financial struggles, too, you know, which, you know, you're trying to, I know, put together a school for at-risk children, but, you know, I feel that finances are difficult, too, to bring that through. But you know what's interesting here, again, with hypnosis, you yourself, you have these great ideas. You get very strong thoughts, and yet it's hard for you to follow through. It's like you get very detailed. You want to do things, and then you kind of like you get stuck, and then you just get stuck. And you know, instead of, you know, breaking those walls and realizing that that isn't really a challenge, because financially I feel you're a little bit stuck right now. And there's something to do with the legislature. Are you trying to get something through for, you know, licensing or
big government. It's big government, but it really isn't legislator. International controls over funds that.
Okay, because that's what I was feeling. Something about the legislature, well, government, big government, international. You know. But, you know, I could feel that was kind of a block. That's where I was feeling that block. Don't allow that block to, you know, stop you from going forward. So you're looking at children that are more, you know, in other countries as well, not just around you?
No, it'll be children from the United States, and I'm moving them to Belize. That's the first school. But
oh,
then we have
okay. Okay, because I kept feeling
countries.
The international thing. Okay, so
yeah.
From
yeah. There's
okay, from here to there. Okay.
Right.
Okay, because right. I could feel that international pull. Yeah, actually, I'm doing it psychically, you know. So I don't, but I could feel that international pull of, you know, children. So you're trying to keep the children here and not letting them go to Belize. No.
I'm taking the children from here to Belize.
Okay. So then I was saying it was like international. Okay.
Right.
Sorry.
Right.
Okay. So you're taking children from here to Belize that are at risk, and, you know, okay. Because I kept feeling that international travel, that international government or legislature, and, you know, that you'd have to go through, because you obviously would need passports, you'd need, you know, permission to,
yeah, those,
you know, to have this happen.
That's all covered. We actually have judges that are going to emancipate the kids at 15, so it's high school.
Okay. So with all that in mind, because of the time, and, you know, I feel I'm tuning into it, but what's your question then that we would...
The funding has been promised since March of 2013, and like you said, there's been international blocks, and I'm told that it's like soon, but I have all these people that I'm taking with me to help with the construction and the development of the school, and of course they have, you know, job concerns and financial concerns, and so
right, okay.
I'm trying to find, like, you know, is it really happening now?
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's where I was picking up on the financial distress around this, you know, whole thing, and that makes sense. I do feel it's going to happen, but it's actually before the end of this year, November, December. You know, it is happening. It's like this month is still kind of I kept feeling the blocks, you know, the difficulties. Remember I said financial distress, getting people to really want to go over there. You're going to get a company. There's actually a backing. There's going to be some support financially that's been lingering, that's there, that is going to work with you. But you've already been in contact with them. But I do feel that they're going to come through. But all of a sudden, we're going into October. We got all clear. November, December, I feel that it's starting to happen, actually physically. You know, we're building you know, our place for the kids to go and the school and so on. So, you know, but it's in the works right now. It's in before the end of this year, though. I feel definitely it's happening. But there's a financial, somebody that's going to help, you know, with the workers financially, to give that reassurance or that kind of backing to make sure everybody knows that they're going to be able to get paid and be able to, because they have to stay there, you know, they have to work through this. But I saw it as a school, like a large, place for kids to stay as well as be educated.
Right.
So, because I saw it as kind of that type of, like a school with housing, you know. Okay, great, yeah. And I didn't know anything about this. This is just me being psychic. So I'm just telling you that, you know, it's happening. So, you know, that's a wonderful thing. I'm just, you're doing something beautiful. And, you know, bless you for that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. And you have a blessed day. And, you know, to keep in touch, let us know how it unfolds.
Oh, I will. Okay. Thank you, Sharon.
All right, bye. Okay, well, that's amazing, isn't that? I mean, wow.
Yeah.
And if anybody would like to get in touch with Laura, as I was saying, I will have that posted to my website. Like I said, just Google Psychic Wendy Powers. It'll take you to the front pages of my website, and you'll get more information on her. And if you'd like a more in-depth reading, because, again, these are just micro-mini readings, and I get it very in-depth and detailed, and you can do phone readings. I read people all over the world. And If you need an interpreter, that helps. I do that as well. I also do readings in my office, which is in Novi, Michigan. But don't let the distance, concern you. My phone readings are just as excellent as in person, as you can tell when I'm doing my readings on the radio. And I'm having to be a host, interviewer, and psychic. So it's like I've got the beta brain and the theta brain working together, you know, which is amazing. But I think we have time for one more. Let's see if we can, bring forth, let's bring up Paula. Hello, is this Paula?
Hello, yes it is.
Hi, Paula. Thank you for
joining.
And where are you calling from, Paula?
The Detroit area.
Oh, great. We've got somebody here local. We can get mostly California today. So if you can, in just the time, we're going to get right to, tuning into you.
I have a real rocky relationship with my daughter.
Yes. Okay, Paula, you have a but isn't she's an adult, though, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I felt that the thing that, you know, this one would do well with hypnosis if we could get her to, you know, do it, because I feel that she has almost doesn't she get like almost bipolar tendencies? She gets very angry. She gets anxious or angry, not just at you but other people too. I mean, she just has difficulty with life decisions, and she feels like things are not her fault.
It's
like everybody else's fault. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Is there something that I get all the issues that she has, but
right.
The only thing that I seem to be able to do is just withdraw and pray
exactly.
for her. There's not much I seem to be able to do.
Right, and that's exactly what I was going to say next. I mean, because I was trying to identify her issues, there isn't anything you can do. You only aggravate it. You put, like, oil on the fire when you get near her. So, yes, definitely withdraw. Interesting, because you've been thinking about even moving, but you've been kind of struggling with that, you know. Have you been kind of stuck with thinking about moving as well, you know, because we've seen thinking about, you know, moving, not just to run away from anybody, but just, I think to just start different, just to get away. But I just don't think that that's time for you to move right now, but you've been going through those thoughts. But anyway, yes, withdraw from her. Suggest maybe even somehow the other get some information to her, mail it to her, don't necessarily have to give it to her, about this type of therapy we've been talking about, because I do think that, she's got those, the negativity that she's carrying over, and the anger and the frustration and the difficult things she gets herself into. I could do an hour just on talking about all the things I'm feeling coming from your daughter. You cannot help her. You cannot change her. What I would do, too, is put light around her. Pray for her to see and, see things clearly, but also to release the negative energy. Just when you pray, just say, release the negative energy, the fearful energy, because she's really coming from fear. And, you know, so release that and just send her white light and surround her in white light. And then what I do is I have an exercise where I actually kind of put them in a bubble, you know, put white light, you know, kind of envision her while you're meditating and praying. Envision her in a white light bubble and then gently push her away into, you know, a clear light, you know, like a clearing. So you're actually removing yourself from her. You're removing that negativity from her as well by pushing her towards the light, not light like going into the other world, you know, the next light, but going into the light of clearness and pureness and, you know, being able to let her have the clear of mind, because her mind is in such chaos. So we will go to put her in that bubble. And a lot of times you do that, you know, just go from right from your heart chakra, you know, just feel her in that bubble and just envision her being gently pushed towards this beautiful energy of light, and she's surrounded in light. And always say in your mind in a mantra sort of way, you are clear of your anxieties and distress. You are clear. You are, and definitely that would help. But she's a candidate. She would do well with hypnosis, but, you know, regression hypnosis. But, you know, they have to come to it freely, as Laura's often said in our hour.
She's not in the area, so.
It doesn't matter. She could do it anywhere, not just with Laura. But I'm just talking about the fact that she won't do that right now. So, but when it comes down to her finally getting to that point, she may want to release this. She has a sense of abandonment, too. I don't know why she feels that everybody's letting her down.
So when I pull away, I add to that abandonment. But when I'm anywhere near close, I'm ill. You know, it's so difficult.
Yeah,
did you see her getting a job at all? You see a job coming to her?
I do, and it's this month. But
great.
I'll tell you, she hasn't been really as anxious to get the job as you think, because she's trying to hold off for something that she really isn't qualified for yet. And so she's impatient to take those steps to get to that. But I wouldn't be around her. And, you know, if you want to talk to her on the phone or on the internet, you know, so that you can keep a, you know, lifeline to her, but don't get in her physical space. Because she is carrying a lot of negative energy, which has been, unfortunately, just nothing that you can do at this point, except for you're right on praying, but also putting her in that energy, that light.
Okay.
Because you've got to clear yourself. I'm worried about your health.
Yeah.
You know, you've been going through some issues that, you know, again, we don't have the time to get into the whole thing, but, you know, it's been causing you anxiousness, you know, and distress, and it's going to, of course, affect your well-being. But I'm glad that you're getting into, you know, calming music and meditation and, you know, trying to bring yourself into center, which is good. But I'll pray for you, too. I'll put you in my meditation prayers after we're off the line. I always meditate, and I'll send you energy, Paula. So,
thank you.
Okay, well, bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Take care, Paula.
All right, thank you.
Wow, it's so hard. It's so hard when it's your children, you know. But Laura, thank you so much for being my guest, and I will post information. If you have anything else that you would like me to post for people able to get a hold of you, let me know, and I will put it on my website. And again, you can go to my website, Wendy Powers. Oh, there goes our music. Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful month.
You too.
All right. Thank you so much, Laura.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Okay. Bye.